heart and soul is the only way to define this act of love. The family of former Julia P. Bryant lunchroom worker, Carrie Jackson, have cleared outstanding lunch debts for Julia P. Bryant elementary students in her memory and honor. The family presented a check to the school for $1,700 on Friday, February 24. This check absolves a significant amount of student lunch debt for the students of JPB. This provisional act allows countless JPB families to enjoy a lower stress lunch experience moving forward. Jackson passed away back in September 2012. However, her family has been pursuing multiple pathways to preserve her legacy since her departure. One avenue that the family has taken to recently is the formation of her legacy foundation called, In Carrie's Care. It was through the foundation that they presented this gift to Julia P. Bryant. Currently, In Carrie's Care's most immediate work is to tend to the student lunch debts of Bullock County students. However, the family agreed that Julia P. Bryant should be the first recipient of the endowment. They believed that this measure would be the most appropriate one, as it was the school in which Jackson served for more than 30 years. The check was named Operation Clear Lunchroom Debt, and paid to the order of Julia P. Bryant Cafeteria. A close-knit group attended the presentation ceremony, and nostalgia abounded between Jackson's family and the school's lunch staff. Jackson's eldest granddaughter, Lakedra Lee, created Jackson's Legacy Foundation. Lee stated, "God gave me a vision about a month ago. That Julia P. Bryant was what my grandmother was most passionate about." Lee has excitedly taken up the mantle of her grandmother's work, with the full backing and support of her family. In this legacy endeavor, Lee's primary work is to convey the heart and lifelong work of Jackson as a soulful cook. Furthermore, Lee's family is proud of her progress made with In Carrie's Care. In fact, Lee's sister, Lavina Burke, said, "She carries our grandmother's spirit beautifully and I think she would be so proud of her." More about Carrie Lee Jackson. What could be said about the wonder that she was? She truly lived her life to the fullest. Joy would burst from the wellspring of her soul when she cooked. Passion dripped from the depths of her being when she prepared food. And radiance outlined the frame of her spirit when she lifted a space with laughter. Her family and friends echo these sentiments exactly. Jackson's youngest daughter, Stacy McGee, explained that, "Feeding people was my mother's love language. She loved people through food and had a servant's heart." Likewise, Carolyn Price, who is the only remaining lunch attendant who worked with Jackson, reminisced, "She was a sweet lady who loved children and loved cooking for others." Furthermore, Jackson's other granddaughter, Burke, described how Jackson provided meals for children at the school, alongside the meals for her own family at home, while additionally caring for us in our time of need. Jackson was additionally inspirational as a cook. She inspired others like her son-in-law, Joseph Stevens, to become a chef. Stevens states that Jackson was the reason that I became a chef. She was a perfectionist and a master in the kitchen. She always sung songs while preparing food and enjoyed everything she did. And at last, it would be remiss to not include the tender words of her husband of 55 years, Ernest Jackson. Mr. Jackson recollected, "She always loved to cook. She would cook during the day at the school, and then come home to cook my meals. I ate homemade meals from her almost every day. She truly loved people and loved working at Julia P. Bryant the most." Julia P. Bryant principal Stephanie Compton was simply moved by the generosity of Jackson's family. "It is so meaningful that Mrs. Jackson's family wanted to honor her legacy through this payment to our school students," Compton said. "Their act of kindness is helping a ton of families and is a heartwarming affair to witness. We appreciate them more than we can ever say." Jackson's family would like to thank the Julia P. Bryant school team. They would like to give additional thanks to Principal Compton for permitting their legacy donation gift to the school. Additionally, they send warm regards to the JPB lunchroom manager, Mrs. Keisha, and lunch attendant, Mrs. Carolyn, for their heartfelt sentiments shared during the ceremony. Finally, the family would like to thank all who contributed to their debt-clearing efforts, with special highlights being given to the Elm Street Church of God. If you would like to donate to the ongoing efforts of In Carrie's Care Foundation, please contact Lakedra Lee at 912-682-8792 for more information.